Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First, I just want to briefly say, as we're talking about rethinking church, you'll hear us talk about that. And if you're looking it up on the torch, if you're searching for it, you know, type in RE-thinking, or just rethinking. I think you can find it as well. But under original intent of the church, because we're just talking out loud, you know, what? Let's rethink this thing. As we were talking yesterday from George Barna's book called Revolution. He says in his book, and it's a great statistical study of the condition of the church. It's subtitled, you know, worn out on church. And it's you know, it's fair to say if we've been cheering about a football game, if we've been buying equipment for a football game, and we've been talking about running the ball, that at some point, it's fair to say, are we supposed to be on the field?
Yeah.
At some point, and somebody says, that's just too dangerous down there. You might get hit or
I get hurt.
You know, you might lose. Mm-hmm. It might cost you something. So no. We just, and so an unbound person is just going to logically say, well, isn't this called insanity? I mean, we're just talking about something we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we called to be doers of the word and not just hearers? Because doers, as James says, hearers are merely deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and you got to check out. If you haven't checked out Heardo, you know, H-E-A-R, Heardo, you got to go to the VFN Torch or Highlights and just search for Heardo, because God is looking for people who hear and do what he says.
Because
you have some that are here. I mean, I think America has the greatest, most beautiful people that hear what's going on, hear the church, hear the message, and then they're so dedicated that they show up again and hear it again. That was so good. I'm going to come back and hear something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the doo-doos that they don't bother hearing. I have people say they're doing work for the Lord, and they say, but I can't, you know, I don't have any time to read the Word of God. I don't have time to pray. And it's like, that's doo-doo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're just doing and doing, thinking you're going to be right.
Right.
No, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the hoodoo going on, and the hoodoo is where these are the people that show up on the last day and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not? Aren't we what we did?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we do this and didn't we do that?" And he says, "I never knew you." And hoodoo is people who identify themselves by their talents instead of sons and daughters of God. You got to check it out. Go to the VFN Torch or on your app and look for Heardo. Listen to it. It's although it's a little humorous, it's true. It's true. And God is looking. What we need today, what will turn this nation around, what will turn the church around, is a whole bunch of Heardo. We have enough of the other. So he talks about in his book, as you see on the VFN Torture and the highlights or yesterday's program, is that you know, we were given a commission and a mandate to be the church, and then we created things and we made things up to help us in this walk, and it may be helpful, it may not be helpful, but it's not wrong to question what we made up if it's no longer. It could have worked for a season but doesn't work anymore. And you could still be using a xylophone when you could be using an iPod. I mean, there's something you could do. But the one thing I want to say about rethinking today is begin to think about, ask yourself the question, how do I look at the church? How do I identify it? Do you identify it as a organization, as a building, as a board of directors, as a denomination, as us, you know, type thing? Or do you identify it as family? Do you identify it as family? How can you go to another nation, people you've never met before, in a culture you've never been before, but then you bump into a brother or sister in the Lord and you just so connect?
That's right.
And you're not part of the same organization, and by the way, you're not part of the same denomination, but yet it's like meeting a brother. It's like meeting a sister. You know why? Because you're meeting a brother and you're meeting a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And God has called us to be family. The reason why we default to not do that and kind of act institutionalized is because it's painful and costly to be family. It hurts. The one another's that Jesus tells us to do, and the Word of God tells us to do, love one another's and all that. He's talking about us being a loving family. And he says, if you will be a healthy family, and we're not talking about your biological family and your spouse might not be saved or your parents might not be saved, or your children might be saved. That's not going to be healthy in the context of what we're talking about here. We're talking about health in the church, mothers and fathers in the Lord and sons and daughters in the Lord. And that if we act the way God's called us to act out of our hearts because we want to, as family members, when you love your family, you don't sin against your family. You don't do things. If you do something to hurt them, and we all make mistakes, then we don't need somebody to tell us to make it right. We're wanting to make it right in our hearts. And so walking out, he says, listen, a new commandment I give to you, love each other, and by this, they all will know you're my family. They'll know that I am your elder brother, that I am your Lord. That's what he said. He says, he says, a new commandment I give to you, love each other. By this, they will know you're my disciples, if you love one another. And what he's saying is, you know, act like the family we're called to be. When they said, Jesus, your mother, your brother's outside, he said, who is my mother and brother? My family is those who do the will of my Father. He said over and over again about family. So thinking about why is the family under such attack in the natural sense, it's because if the whole concept of family is taken away, then the very thing God's called us to be, we have no grid for, and we can't, if the best we can do is dysfunctional family, then we have to realize the redemptive qualities of a nation and of a world is when the church returns back to being family again. We have to rethink this. And the thing is that if I only know you from 30 feet away, and we've never ate together, we've never talked together, you don't know what I went through today. I don't know what you went through today. You're this person out there, and you're the stranger over here. And they said, listen, I'm going to shoot you unless you can name every person that sat on that pew with you on Sunday. And you know, most would be, unless you've been sitting there for 20 years, like a lot of people are, and that's about the extent of your evangelism, knowing who's on your pew, that you're not going to be able to name. And if you could name their names, you can't talk about their life. And if you talk about what they shared you about their life, they gave you a facade of their life because you can't commit and can relate to somebody like family if you're not family. They're not going to share with you the real deal.
Right.
Because when you take statistical studies of the church, even though they act all right and they seem okay, if you give them a moment of time to be honest in those conditions, they'll tell you, I'm bound. I can't get free. We're on the edge of divorce. My children are in deep rebellion. I'm addicted to internet pornography. I am lost. I'm about to lose my job. I mean, they'll tell you all these things. But they won't tell you that in that whole non-related institutionalized concept.
Sure.
So the thing is, the question is like, you know, part of healing me is hearing me. And I'm not going to share myself at this institution. Now, this is not no therapy circle here. I got to have brothers and sisters around me who are invested in me because Jesus told them to be invested in me, and they want to be invested in me, and I in them. It's a mutual thing, family. So begin to think about that. When you rethink in church, you have to understand this, that God created family. He created the natural family. He created Adam and Eve, and he said it's good for a man to leave his mother and father and become one with his wife. And Malachi, I think 3:16, I believe it is, it's Malachi, he says, you know, the reason why two become one flesh is to bear godly offspring. And so God made the natural family, but he tells us in Romans chapter 1 that God, who is unseen, can be understood by what is seen, by what he created. You can look at all of the nature and things that he's created. You can understand him. If you want to understand how the church is supposed to be, look at a healthy family. Look at a healthy family. There's a lot of dysfunctional families because the enemy's attacked the family. But how is it supposed to be? Well, you have fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, and they function together. Even there's no formatted type structure, there's not CEO written on the doorway of a father or a mother. Everybody knows that that's the structure right there in the context of that. And so there's so many people are longing for family. That's a godly longing. That's a godly longing. And so mm-hmm. I want to encourage you right now, when you're looking at where you're at and what you're doing, ask yourself this, not if the word family is being used, but ask yourself, are we family? And it's going to be hard because so many of us have had dysfunctional upbringings that we don't have a grid to even think, you know, what would be normal family or whatever. So look in God's word. What is family? And all the one another's, you know, love one another and all these different things, and bear each other's burdens and confess your sins one to another. Therefore, you're healed, not only mm-hmm. forgiven.
Right.
And see if all that's taken place in the context of that. And then to begin to personal transformation, which you can find out more about that on the VFN Torch, where you begin to personally work with yourself first and then work your way out, helping your local body a little bit at a time, begin to build a relationship with the Lord where they, and all of a sudden you have this smaller group family in the context of the bigger family of God. And then you duplicate that, and all of a sudden everybody has somebody in the context of that. No matter where you are, you're called to be family. Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, but he is our elder brother, the firstborn amongst us. And he's not only God, he's mm-hmm. our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. He's our Father, mm-hmm. Father right. God. So begin to rediscover family. The enemy has an all-outright attack against it, but guess what? If we repent and come back and begin to rethink this thing called church, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
We are called out from amongst the world to be the family of God. Who is my mother? Who is my family? Those who do the will of my Father.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.